Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great country. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 5th day of January, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the climate basin. And we had a, what the hell they call it? A what? A bomb cyclone. The jet stream, it was a flood river or some kind of fucking goofy shit. They're making up these goddamn names. What we're having here is a regular fucking winter. I mean, a bomb cyclone. I had to go to town and back yesterday, so I drove in the bomb cyclone. I know 65 mile an hour down the road. There was gusts of winds that moved the rig around a little bit, and nothing unusual. But if they, you know, it's like I'm starting to, you know, name the Northeasters and all this fucking shit on the East Coast. Pretty soon they'll be sending federal money in here for disaster relief after one of these bomb cyclones. It's goofy. And we're declaring emergency. There's a bomb cyclone. You mean the fucking wind's going to blow? It blows here all the fucking time. We have winter. We're in the fucking mountains. At any rate, let's see what we're going to mess with today. Oh yeah, the guy that got his heart stopped during the game the other day. But the biggest question in this goddamn country, I don't give a fuck what these dickweeds say, is when did that fucker take a shot, and did the rest of the team take a shot? Why did they stop an NFL fucking football game for an injury? This is unheard of. You know, I mean, think about the implications in Las Vegas, the betting all over the goddamn world. I mean, this ain't no little fucking matter stopping a fucking football game, and then the first day, I mean, when it first happened, it was stopped for 2 hours. Can they read a fucking watch? Because the next day they're saying it was only stopped for an hour. Bullshit! Incredible. It's just fucking incredible. I mean, listen to this cover up. You won't hear nothing about a goddamn shot. Hey, you know what? If the shot had nothing to fucking do with it, why are you fucking hiding when he had the shot? And if the rest of the team had the shot, why are you hiding the shot? ESPN, okay, this is ESPN stands by Joe Buck's report that NFL planned to resume game after DeMar Hamlin's collapse. Well, of course you would. God damn, I mean, the NFL, I mean, it's worldwide. There's betting going on all over the goddamn world. I mean, people already had money down on the next fucking play. They do it in Vegas by play-by-play. And they shut an NFL fucking football game down for a fucking injury? Bullshit. ESPN stands, has said it stands, behind Joe Buck's initial report claiming that the NFL planned to resume the Buffalo Bills-Cincinnati Bengals matchup after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field Monday night. The Monday night football game between the Buffalo Bills and the Cincinnati Bengals was suspended after DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field and needed CPR before being taken to the hospital. He has since said to be... He has since been said to be in critical condition. During the hour in which the fate of the game remained in limbo, why? I mean, I don't watch football no more. My boys have even, I mean, they were fanatics. I mean, they knew every goddamn stat of every player on the fucking, in the goddamn leagues. Because they fagged it out, because they fucking, you know, turned it political. They back away more and more. Everybody is. I mean, football used to be fun to watch. And you know, but when it got into where there was billions of dollars involved, you know it was dirty. It was just like fucking wrestling. And it got more blatant all the time until people really backed off on fucking watching it. But I mean, to stop a fucking NFL football game now. They didn't do that. Not for somebody that got injured. Never. Klopp's on the field before being taken to the hospital. He has since been said to be in critical condition during the hour in which the during the hour. Now, see, I watched this when it on a YouTube video when it first happened, because somebody had told me about it. And I mean, it was still going on, and it was 2 hours. Now, how good can these people read a fucking watch? The game. I mean, goddamn, they got the game clock up there. Big as goddamn life, and then you have your fucking wristwatch, and then when you start again, it's a different time. It was 2 fucking hours. All day, the first day, it was 2 fucking hours, and 2 hours turned into 1 hour. Why? I just want to know, tell me why. During that 2 hours, were those players telling you they weren't going to fucking play because they all got a fucking shot yesterday? I don't know. You won't fucking say. You say that shot has nothing to do with it, but you won't tell us what the goddamn, who took it and if they had retaken it recently, will you? And you act like it's some kind of secret information. Bullshit. During the hour and 2 hours, whatever the fuck. I mean, from day to day, an hour goes to 2 hours, that's 60 fucking minutes. I think somebody's really fucking can't read a fucking watch. Maybe they ought to get them one of those Mickey Mouse watches from fucking Disneyland. During the hour in which the fate of the game remained in limbo, announcer Joe Buck reported on 3 occasions that NFL sources had informed him that the team would be back on the field to resume the game after 5-minute warm-up period, which is a standard procedure. Of course you did. You got people in Las Vegas, man. I mean, goddamn, there's millions changing hands on every fucking play. You can bet on a goddamn pass or a fucking run. And they got big, huge betting rooms with TVs. I mean, the money's fucking flowing. I mean, there had to be a goddamn good excuse to stop that fucking game. Shortly after the game was suspended, NFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent told reporters at a press conference that Buck's reports were ridiculous, quote, ridiculous, insensitive. Whoa. This is fucking football. Horse shit. This ain't something that we did that just got created last fucking year. There's a pass to this goddamn game. We'll read a little of that pass here in a minute. In response, ESPN said on Tuesday that Buck simply relayed information he received from the network's constant communication with the league. There was constant communication in real time between ESPN and the league and game officials, the statement said. As a result of that, we reported that we were told in the moment and immediately updated fans as new information was learned. This was an unprecedented, that means unprecedented, this is going to happen. Unprecedented, rapidly evolving circumstance. But fucking bullshit. How many injuries I've seen on a fucking football field? You've seen. There ain't nobody out there going to buy this shit. Except somebody who knows, who thinks that an AR-15 semi-automatic is fully automatic because it's semi-automatic. Don't know the fucking difference. These are the people who step up and try to use. Fuck you. I want to know when the fucking shots were. It's a simple fucking question. And you admit that the people around the goddamn country are claiming it's a fucking shot. He took the shot. Did he take the shot? Well, we don't know. We don't know. That team fucking goddamn physician can't take that fucking thing he has in his hand, just like my cardiologist carries. Fucking push a few buttons. Every one of his patients are in there. and fucking hit that patient and his vaccines and fuck, they tell you exactly when he had his vaccine. And then because of the 2 hour line, I mean, fuck, it was 2 hours the first fucking time. All day long it was fucking 2 hours, and then it turned into a fucking hour. I think those 2 hours were discussed on whether those guys wanted to go back out there on the field, or maybe it was discussed between the network and the fucking league whether they wanted to risk somebody being sitting on the bench and just fall over. What are you going to say then? He got tackled, 3 tackles back, and it must have done something to him, you phony motherfuckers. Circumstances all night long. We refrain from speculation. you fucking dirty bat. Not, have you heard a mention of the fucking shot yet? Has the people's question about the shot been fucking answered by these fucking low-life propagandists? You're not fucking journalists. You're not reporters. You're fucking low-life propagandists, and you will hang for your crime. Whatever information had been relayed, Bengals coach Zach Taylor said that Bills coach Sean McDermott agreed almost immediately that the game would not continue. I mean, there's plenty of people. I don't know. I don't watch football anymore, and you know why. But I mean, we grew up in fucking football. I mean, I played high school football. When I was a kid growing up, Sunday, goddamn, we watched football. I watched so much fucking football, you can't believe it. And I know better than this shit. Only a son of a bitch that would fucking say that a fucking semi-automatic, fully automatic would fucking goddamn fucking try to put this shit over on somebody who's watched as many fucking football games as I have. When I got over there, the first thing he said was, I need to be at the hospital for MR. What the fuck are you talking about? I've seen people that fucking, I mean, they got hits that fucking paralyzed them from the neck down for the rest of their fucking lives. They got them off, as soon as they were off the field, the fucking game was back on. 5 minute warm up. I mean, they understand that this ain't just what's happening right there in that stadium. This is going on around the fucking world. Betting. And you've got mobsters involved. I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty. You think we're that fucking dumb? But they don't want to talk about that whole fucking first day, man. It was page after page after page after page. Wasn't the shot? How do you fucking know? When did he have his last shot? We don't know, but it wasn't the shot. I love the way they think we're that goddamn stupid. And I shouldn't be coaching this game. What? Fucking what? A fucking coach? Bullshit! I say you're fucking a lying, dirty son of a bitch and bullshitter. You're covering up something. And probably it's that fucking shot. Why wouldn't the teams take the field again? And I bet it was probably the fucking players. If they all got a shot the day before, the week before, whatever you have, and they fucking figured, man, that's what got him, man. And should we go, and like I said, the fucking bigwigs at the networks in the goddamn NFL. The shot did that to that kid. If it did, I mean, how in the hell do we get, hey, we get to speculate when you cocksuckers won't fucking come out and show us the evidence. So what if one of these players just falls off the goddamn bench, or one of the coaches just drops on the fucking ground dead? Huh? I think that would fucking pretty much, this should have been a slam dunk on the goddamn, if he took that shot within the last fucking week or so or whatever might have you, or even maybe the day before, you don't fucking know. We don't know, and I guess we're not allowed to know, guys, for some fucking reason. Taylor relayed to reporters what McDermott told him when they met on the field. Now, we're going to go on. Here's some history. Here's a little history for you. Let me show you how football games work. Charles Hodges was an American football player, a wide receiver in the National Football League from 1967 to 1971. As of 2023, he was the only NFL player to die on the field during a game. Hodges, a decoy on a play, began running back to the huddle with 1 minute and 2 seconds showing on the clock. Suddenly, he dropped to the turf, clutching his chest around the 20-yard line. Hodges collapsed near Bears linebacker Dick Butkus, who saw him begin to convulse violently on the field. Butkus motioned to the sideline frantically to get Hudges' assistance. Both teams, doctors and trainers, along with a physician who happened to be attending the game, ran to Hudges' to try to save him. An ambulance was called for and arrived to take Hudges to Henry Ford Hospital, where he was pronounced dead at 5:34 p.m. that afternoon. He was 28 years old. The game was played to its conclusion in front of a now stunned, silent crowd in Tiger Stadium with the Bears lead holding. The Lions awaited word of Hudges' condition after the game, and the players were informed once word had broken that he was dead. I mean, the coach wanted to go to the hospital? And what's he going to fucking do at the hospital? Look through the window at an unconscious fucking man? I mean, what's he going to... What? You just ain't going to sell that shit to me. I want to know about them fucking shots, motherfucker. You probably have to file a Freedom of Information Act to find out when he had his fucking last shot and if the rest of the team had the fucking shot. And I can just imagine how it was in fucking Vegas when this shit went down. You stopped a fucking football game? See, this is what they're wanting us to overlook with the shit that they're throwing at us. Like, the black people that got $120 million for land that had been stolen from, they make it sound like they're getting reparations for slavery. But it was for a fucking land swindle that happened to their family. Their land was fucking stolen from them by the fucking local government, the county. And the county had to give it back and then buy it back from them. And they got a whole bunch of fucking money. But they got the money for their land. Not because they were slaves. But that's how they try anything to throw you off. This right here is the fucking nail in their coffin. If it can be shown that that fucker had taken a shot within the last week, or maybe yesterday, we don't know. Not to mention in all of this shit right here, and you know the number one fucking question is, did the son of a bitch have a shot? And I got a goddamn feeling he did. I mean, it fits. At any rate, man. There you have that. Now let's go on to this is supposed to, all this goofy shit, with a goddamn case and the admiralty over a land, fucking deal that happened years ago where the people were swindled. You read the article, you'll see they were fucking swindled. And there is no statute of limitations on fraud. They suing in the administrative admiralty. They got that money. I guarantee you, not because the fucking county had to give it to them. This is propaganda. That was $120 million worth of propaganda. Well, that's supposed to piss every fucking American, white American, every other American in this country. Oh, goddamn, them son of a bitches got $120 million. Yeah, well, they stole the $120 million piece of fucking property from them. They stole it, at the time it was worth $70,000 and they stole it for fucking $12. It was a goddamn, it was a forced sell through, eminent domain for a fucking park. What? A park is a necessity? Is it a war? Do you use parks for wars? Do you use them for transportation? A park is a fucking, it's a luxury. Just like they're taking people's goddamn land under eminent domain right now to build goddamn shopping malls. It's all fucking unlawful. And I know the people were in the admiralty and stuff, but I mean, how many, they did get screwed. And it had nothing to do with the fact that they were slaves or anything else. They bought the fucking land, and then it was taken from them by under eminent domain for a non-critical reason. Just because the county wanted to build a park. Fuck the county. That park is not necessary to the lives of the fucking people. Build it somewhere else. Or if you are going to build it, you're going to give me my goddamn asking price. I'll tell you what I want for my land if I want to sell it. Anyway, let's go to something else here. I mean, let's see what else they're diverting our attention away from. Amazon to lay off 18,000 plus employees from, this is from Breitbart. E-commerce giant Amazon has revealed that it will be laying off more than 18,000 employees in the coming months. The largest headcount reduction at a tech firm in the past year. The layoffs will impact about 5% of the company's corporate workforce. I love the way they throw that corporate bullshit. Bullshit. If they do, they'll get fucking golden parachutes, I guarantee fucking to you, because we're already into the next, I mean, they did it in 2008 and we watched them build it. Steve Mnuchin was the goddamn treasurer. You didn't think this shit was going to happen? I mean, they did it right. They don't, usually they'll wait, you know, 10 or 20 years before they do another major, huge fucking, con scandal to fucking steal a fucking, well, to commit a robbery, to commit fraud. But now, but I mean, this is right one on top. They start, went to work on this the day after there was, oh, too big to jail. Too big to jail. Goddamn, let's get to work on another one. Let's steal some fucking more. Anyway, we'll lay off more than 18,000 employees in the coming months. The largest headcount reduction at a tech firm in the past year. The layoffs will impact about 5% of the company's corporate workforce. Well, you know, you remember back in 2008, a lot of the corporate workforce, they had to go. But they got goddamn golden parachutes, what they call them. Millions of fucking dollars. Because they've done the big fucking rip-off. They get their cut of the fucking thing. They don't gotta work no more. I mean, these son of a bitches, they got huge, they'll get huge fucking goddamn checks, severance checks, to keep their fucking mouth shut. You can bet on that. The Wall Street Journal reports that in a recent announcement, Amazon stated that it will lay off more than 18,000 employees in the coming weeks, representing the highest number of layoffs at a major technology company in the past year. The layoffs will primarily affect the company's corporate ranks. I see here they repeat this again. I mean, I just read that to you. Corporate ranks. Yeah, the corporate. We wanted to get the corporate ranks back in 2008, didn't we? And they, I mean, $100 million fucking checks, severance checks and shit for the ones who had fucking done all the stealing, the ones who had, rated the derivatives AAA and fucking, and the ones who should have went to jail or up against the fucking wall. They got cut from the company because they had to, because they committed so much fucking crime that it's easier to cover it up if they don't, aren't a part of the company no more. But by God, they got their golden parachutes. And so will these motherfuckers. And then they will just be a percentage of them, and the rest will be the fucking poor son of a bitch that's trying to work to make a fucking living to keep a roof over his head and have a fucking family in this goddamn richest country on the planet that fucking belongs to him. Impacting about 5% of the work, that workforce. Impacting about 1.5, I'm sorry. No, it was 5, okay. Percent of the workforce and 1.2% of Amazon's overall workforce of 1.5 million as of September. The cuts will be concentrated in the company's devices, business, recruiting, and retail operations. In a blog post addressing the layoffs, Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said Amazon has weathered uncertain and difficult economies in the past, and we will continue to do so. He added that most of the cuts will be in the retail and recruiting areas of the company. Well, no, the reason, you know, we keep, you know, we got to bring something up on the fucking air. We, like I said, for us to pretend that we do not have an excuse to bitch stomp, hang, do whatever we have to get rid of this pedophilic goddamn monster. And it is fucking, I mean, it's all across the fucking board in the elite. I mean, this is what they fucking do. I mean, you got goddamn, Maxwell, and you got the other prick man, and you got goddamn names. Why aren't they getting these goddamn child molesters? Well, this is because Amazon, we're laying off fucking people. They're doing the same thing they did in 2008. Exactly. They're dead. I read an article the other day, said that's exactly what they're doing. The goddamn numbers are even lining up. They just do it straight and roll. Well, they didn't hang us that time. I guess we'll do it again. We should have done. They took $20 trillion fucking dollars from us, and they were paying off goddamn banks in other countries that we had nothing to do with. They just fucking took it from us because we're too, like the kid on the goddamn playground, I reckon. We ain't got the goddamn balls to stand up to them and say, no, you ain't, and break their goddamn nose. Many tech companies have had to make job cuts as the economy has soared, with Amazon layoffs of over 18,000 employees representing the largest number of people laid off by a tech company in recent months. According to layoffs, FYI, a website that tracks such events, as they surface in media reports and company releases, the other companies that have announced layoffs include Facebook, which is cutting more than 11,000 workers, or 13% of its staff, and HP, and Salesforce. Amazon enjoyed massive growth during the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, when they were sending out goddamn, this country's broke. That's one thing that people need to sit down and just kind of digest. As far as this money system, this goddamn Federal Reserve, it's an outside system. It ain't us. We the people have a fucking rich country. These motherfuckers have their tentacles all in it. And they're claiming we're fucking bankrupt. How does the richest country on the planet keep going bankrupt when the people are working and paying in, and they keep making a bigger and bigger government, bigger and bigger goddamn armies, more and more money to the industrial war complex to kill people in other countries, to take their fucking resources and hand them over to the fucking Zionist Jew prick, Khazarian sons of bitches? I mean, I was thinking about that $250 million that those people got for their land. And I put up a comment and I showed how much is fucking goddamn Biden giving the Ukrainians. They're not even fucking Americans. And what tie we have to them, I don't fucking know. Unless it is just pure communism, or else it is his fucking, the base of the fucking Biden crime family. It sure as hell looks like both. Hunter Biden, I mean, has he committed crimes right in front of your fucking face? Have you looked at the goddamn laptop where he's fucking snorting coke or smoking coke or whatever the hell he's doing and fucking a couple of prostitutes? Have you looked at the goddamn loans from China when his dad went over there with his fucking dad and got loans from fucking China? This ain't goddamn family business, you motherfuckers. This is the people's resources. This is our fucking wealth. And you fuckers are stealing it through fraud. And you're giving it fucking back. Coronavirus pandemic, with customers flocking to online shopping and pushing the company's various businesses. No, that ain't why it's slowing down. It ain't. I mean, they're trying to say here, including e-commerce, groceries, and cloud computing. Forward by years, Amazon doubled its logistics network and added hundreds of thousands of employees in order to keep up with demand. However, as demand began to wane and customers started to return to the in-store shopping, bullshit, Amazon initiated a cost-cutting review to pare back on unprofitable units. It ain't so. You people know it ain't. Go down and try it. Tell me how much your fucking mailing's gone up because of Amazon. I mean, this is a private fucking company. Yet we, as the public who own this motherfucking joint, we're subsidizing their goddamn shipping. These are fucking criminals. They are criminal fucking gangs, and they're not going to go away because we kept saying, we know better than that. It's like we know better than the fucking shot. We know that coronavirus, COVID-19 never existed, and never will exist. They're just going forth and doing it, and so long as they're getting the goddamn wealth in their hands, they don't give a fuck if you know it. That's how irrelevant you have made yourselves. The fucking heaviest arm, the biggest army on planet Earth has made itself relevant through fucking lack of fucking action. The news of the layoffs sent Amazon stock down 1.1%. Oh, that fucking concerns the hell out of me. I better go check my portfolio. Present let 1.1% in percent in Thursday's morning's trading to $84.19, which the stock with the stock down 49% over the past 12 months. Now, see, people were getting stuff cheaper through Amazon. I mean, it's just like how they took out the goddamn family stores in this country. You can't compete with fucking goddamn Chinese fucking slave produced junk. You just can't do it. So Amazon, how many goddamn businesses you think Amazon took out? And now that those businesses no longer exist, you see, because they were offering, God, you could get it real cheap over at Amazon. Go over to Amazon, you get it real cheap. But now, once that they've gotten rid of all the competition, because they have all the digits that they want to type in a computer, they don't even have to have money. But they want the wealth of this fucking country. They don't want this goddamn paper shit that we don't want either. They want the fucking real wealth, the mineral wealth. They want the goddamn water. They want our fucking growing land. That's what they fucking want, and they think we're stupid enough to go along with something, to believe some kind of shit like this. Now you watch. Everything on Amazon is going to start going, as they lay the people off, the fucking shit will start going up. Why? Because the only place you can get it's Amazon, because they put everybody else out of fucking business. This goddamn is getting old. Not to recognize it within the fucking period of 2008 until now, when we've been telling you this is what they're doing all the fucking long, is fucking ridiculous. You're letting it fucking happen. You're allowing it. The biggest fucking defense budget ever. And I mean, just the part that they give to the fucking Ukraine is more than the whole goddamn Russian military budget. You understand that? Who is fucking us? They want us as fucking slaves. You don't get goddamn slaves from people who have fucking wealth, people who have resource. If you have the resource to fight, they can't just fucking take you. That's why they want your fucking guns. So you have no choice. So that they have a big fucking stick and you have nothing. Your hands are tied, in fact. That's what these fuckers are working for, and fuck, we might as well be out there goddamn with a shovel helping them. Because we sure as hell ain't doing anything to hinder them. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Headline New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1241 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Nickelback. It's not the edge of a revolution, Nickelback. There's not going to be revolutions when you change governments. Where there's not going to, we are already got the government. What we are going to have is a goddamn American national uprising to enforce our fucking absolute unalienable fucking law of December 1579. You're going to fucking obey it or die. You're done fucking running roughshod over us, we the people. We're too well armed. I mean, God damn it, people. These fucking handful of little spineless little fucking communist fascist pig shit eating motherfuckers are running us over and we're this fucking powerful. I guess those balls have to go with that god. You can have a little stack of goddamn the meanest goddamn war guns ever fucking made. They ain't nothing without those fucking two little round things that fucking make them operate. Did I even come back in?
You listening? Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name's Doug.
Hey, Doug.
I'm out of California.
How you doing?
And I'm doing pretty good, bro. I'm with you on all of this. I've been listening to you for a while. I just wanted to let you know that California, we stood the Republic back up, and we're filling the vacant offices. So we're going to try to do what's right. And I thank you for everything you're doing, brother.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because, I mean, they're talking about California being a socialist fucking experiment. A socialist experiment in a goddamn country that the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law is based on the fucking rights of the individual. You can't have individualism and collectivism. They're oxymorons. And so...
What you have is this corporation.
Yep.
And when the corporation in 1879 took over, what they did was they left the land offices and took it into admiralty and yep. corporation and commerce, okay? So since the 1849 California Constitution is a trust indenture, a trust cannot fail for lack of a trustee.
Well,
so as a beneficiary... And my family helped settle California, so I have a hereditary interest in seeing these offices operate for the benefit of the people. Then I'm acting governor for California State, sworn in by an Article 3 judge, holding this office open for people of California until we can actually fill these offices and hold elections. We've got a couple of counties that are already pretty much up and running. And we've got a bunch of other ones that are interested, bro. So, I mean, that's where we're at right now.
Well, that's a good thing to hear because a lot of people have said, you know, fucking toss California. No, we ain't tossing no fucking state. These communists are not going to take one goddamn thing away from us. We just can't allow it. But sorry, I'm...
No, they're not. No, they can't, brother. But people have to understand that the original government is there. Okay, we've been
yes.
tricked into this corporate BS, okay?
Yep.
And as being tricked into this corporate BS, fraud vitiates everything and everything that it touches. So all you have to do is step back over into the Republic, quit paying these so-called taxes and all of this fraud with all of these bullshit notes, and start acting like you're back in the Republic and hold these people liable. Because they signed a liability bond. Okay,
yeah.
When they signed their oath of office saying that they're going to operate with fidelity. That places all of their property up as collateral if they should injure somebody for malfeasance or misfeasance. The people just have to learn how to stand up and hold them liable, bro.
Yeah, but they can't do it. They can't do it through the administrative admiralty system. Before we get this country back, we will reinstate that Bill of Rights because that is, it's a separate law. It's a separate jurisdiction. They were never supposed to bring the admiralty onto the goddamn shores of this country. That's one of the things that, the people who, who started the uprising, the people who pushed the goddamn British out, that's one of the reasons they did it, is to get rid of the dreaded admiralty. And, you know, as far as a republic, I don't see that we have a republic. The Constitution is a fucking fraud. All we have is the Bill of Rights, which makes each man unto himself a free individual. And we can do as we goddamn well please. And then, and the bottom line is they don't have any jurisdictional authority to be telling us any fucking thing. They can take that 14th Amendment and shove it up their ass because it was created in violation of the 9th Article. They can't create a power to fucking deny or disparage our rights. And that's exactly what they have fucking done. They are saying, we're a socialist state. No, you, okay, then we gotta fucking, why in the fuck ain't we down there fucking shooting them, son of a bitches? You're not taking a state out of our fucking, well, it ain't our union, but it's our goddamn continent. It's within the boundaries of the United States of these Americas. But what the fuck are we, I mean, just like the all the laws down there that they're putting on your goddamn books about, you know, fucking, your firearms or your guns. Now, understand the Bill of Rights, the enumeration in the Constitution, that is the writing down in the Constitution, which doesn't exist, which makes this kind of hard, of certain rights, but it's supposed to be the highest authority that government can have in this country, period. There ain't nothing higher, and now they're going up to the United Nations and trying to make something even higher. They can't.
They can't, brother. All political powers in the people. The only people we answer to is God. Okay, but the bottom line is you got all of these persons, these citizens, persons and residents, that's been tricked into and programmed into this corporate BS. All right, so they're actually scared of stepping away from their little comfort zone and stepping away from and quit supplying the same people they're making war against.
Well. I agree, but the only one we answer to is this law. I mean, even it matters. This is where we headed down the garden path, and I don't mean to slur anybody. That's religious. That's your personal beliefs, and it's your right to believe what you want to believe, but you can't bring it in to the God. You can't start making your interpretations of a theory, the law that I have to live by. That's why we have the Bill of Rights. You have to have a cause.
I look at the hierarchy, okay? I don't care what you call God, but something created you, okay? And if you want to go according to the maxims of the law, you control what you create. The other maxim is you only control what you create, okay? So something created me, and I choose to call it God. You can call it Buddha. You can call it whatever you want, all right? But yep. That's all I'm going to answer to, is that spirit that lives within me, okay, and guides me, all right? You can call it your conscience, you can call it whatever, all right? But that's all I'm going to answer to, okay? And I'm a representative of that spirit here on this planet. So I'm going to do the best I can to be the best I can at all times.
And you absolutely have the right the liberty to do what you please and be and live your life as you please, as you believe, unaccosted, right. So long as you do not violate the rights of another. It is the people that would violate the rights of another that I'm talking about. And the Bill of Rights is what stops it. It stops it dead in its fucking tracks. Oh man, let's take something like drinking on Sunday. The sundry laws are one of the first attacks on our goddamn individual freedom, believe it or not. Now you don't think people should drink on Sunday. Tough shit. Don't drink on Sunday. You don't have to. I can't make you. I try to make you. You can fucking take me to court and to the common law court and fucking have me jailed or have me fucking restrained away from you or fucking make me pay a redress to you. But the bottom line is, you can't just have arbitrary law. I mean, and that's what all of this is. Look at the 14th Amendment. It says you are subject to the laws of the state and the federal. No, we're not. We never have been. They were never to have any kind of control over us. Remember they used to call them our public servants. A servant does not have any control over you, and they sure as hell do not have a policing force. Then when they went to, in 1879, when they went to be in a corporation, that's when they started hiring their private corporate fucking army, Blackwater USA, to enforce their edicts that fucking violated the dictates of the Bill of Rights, which is the highest. There is no higher law than the Bill of Rights. It's the only law that's ever been ratified by the people, and it pertains to the states, like your state where they're with their gun laws. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. Now, what's prohibited to it by the states? Everything in that goddamn Bill of Rights that says shall not. That's what I mean, isn't it? And if it is, they're held to the same standard as the federal government, which the ninth article says the enumeration in the Constitution, that's the writing down in the Constitution, is where they're supposed to get their fucking power for their contracts, for every fucking thing they're using. And that Uniform Commercial Code is not goddamn law above the fucking Constitution, if there was one, which there ain't. Of certain rights that certain authorities shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. They can't interpret our Bill of Rights for us. They can't interpret, I mean, just like the Supreme Court. Everything has to be interpreted in the common law under the eighth article. Let's see here. It's seventh article. It says clearly that everything has to be, only can be reexamined in the common law. They are not common law. They are administrative admiralty. They're part of the government. They can't see. We put the chains that bind them on it, and they're saying, "Well, we ruled that you have to give us the key." Fuck you, just fuck you straight up. I don't mean to be rude. I know you're a Christian, but
no, I'm really not. I'm spiritual, brother. Like I said, I believe in my Creator. And whatever I call my Creator is my personal belief.
You bet. That is your belief.
But I know that whatever created me, I know is more powerful than me, right? And I know that the maxim of law and the laws of nature say whatever, you create, you control. So I'm not going to answer to something that my forefathers or man created. Man created the constitutions that created the emoluments called government. And put the restrictions on the government. Our rights are law. You can't pass anything that's called law that violates our rights.
Exactly.
And our rights started with the Magna Carta, and then everything after that where they actually recognized a right. They can't give us a right. We've had our rights because we were created with the way to manifest our rights.
They're a natural part of our being. You're absolutely correct. Right. But the Magna Carta, I mean, and the British common law, I mean, they really have this 10 articles in the Bill of Rights is the only law in this country, I guarantee you. It's the only law that has been ratified by we the people. And the Magna Carta, they've already pissed on it, and they've already gotten rid of the British Bill of Rights. That's actually in Concord and Lexington and Concord, that's what the guys were fighting. They didn't have this Bill of Rights that we have. They had a Bill of Rights under the, as subjects of the king. And the king was fucking violating them, trying to take their property away from them. He found out value, man, there's value. Something else, it all should be mine because of the twat I dropped out of. It should be mine. And they said, fuck you, no it ain't. You want to come and try and take it, we'll blow your goddamn heads off. And after it was all done, when the British were beat, when everything British left this country, the Magna Carta don't count. The goddamn British common law don't count. What counts is in that Bill of Rights is your maximums and your procedures for the only fucking law you can use in this goddamn country under the only jurisdiction you can use, which the jurisdiction's in you as an individual. Somebody else can't.
Yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
I'm just saying, bro, that, okay, you've got what's called the succession of rights. So back then when they put that sword to the king's head and told him to sign this, and he recognized that the people had those rights, from that point on, once those rights are recognized, just like all the way throughout all the stuff that's passed, recognizing our rights because they don't give us our rights, they can't come back later and say, well, that's not your right. Or they can't try to take something that they recognize because they didn't give it to us.
Exactly. Well, you're talking about the Magna Carta, of course. But you got to understand that the Magna Carta didn't give freedom.
I'm talking all the way down to the Bill of Rights, bro. That's what affects us. But it's the succession of the rights that came down until it ended up into the Bill of Rights that we have right now.
Well, of course, the idea of freedom is the idea of freedom. It's going to have a lot of things the same, but you will not. The only thing you'll find on religion in the Bill of Rights is in the first article, saying Congress shall make no law representing the establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. And they've been abridging our freedoms. They've been violating the first article, and we have. It is on us. We are supposed to, right. They're not going to enforce this on themselves. They want to rule you. They want to be able to rape your kid right in front of you and nothing you can fucking do about it. Well, it ain't going to happen with me.
It's not going to happen with me either, bro. And I know a whole bunch of other people that it's not going to happen with.
I hear you.
Too.
I hear you.
You know, it's like you say, once that jungle comes loose.
Oh, man. They do not have a clue. They really don't. They, I mean, it's just like when they talk about guns and Biden coming out and saying that an AR-15 was the largest gun rifle you could buy, an AR-223. I mean, they have completely no knowledge of the subject matter that they're trying to shove it down your throat and make you believe them. And then once they figure out you not believing one goddamn word of it, then they try to scare you with force. Well, bring it the fuck on. If you could take my guns, you would have already done it. And if you think you can, come give it a go. See what fucking happens to you. They will be wiped off this goddamn planet. I mean, they are not the numbers. They try to project a higher number than what they are. They are PETA. They ain't got shit. They got Russia and they got China. But China, I mean, even you look at, I mean, like, I don't know how old you are or when you grew up, but when I was growing up, it was, you know, capitalism versus they just communists. It's communism or capitalism. No, it ain't. The goddamn communists are the biggest capitalists in the goddamn world right now. So all that was bullshit and a lie made to manipulate and move the people around through the Cold War to the tune of $5.5 trillion fucking dollars to get enough of an arsenal to destroy the world for mutual assured destruction. And goddamned if they didn't get rid of it. I mean, mutual assured destruction is a pretty simple concept. And I'll be damned if they ain't. I mean, we're going to have a world war in spite of it. It was to stop all world. First, they did World War One. And because of the technology, it was so horrid that it could never happen. The war end all wars. Horse shit. They got even worse, nastier weapons and went for World War II. And they got nastier weapons now. War is money. The industrial war complex has made more off of this theft. I mean, you got the goddamn pharmaceutical industry. You got the goddamn industrial war complex. You got the goddamn, all the special interest fucking groups. I mean, when they went to the grant system, you see, before the grant system, before William Jefferson Clinton, you had allocations from Congress. You had to present a fucking allocation for funds for a specific fucking, something you wanted to build, whatever. Okay? And it had, and every, allocation that was passed by Congress, and this is still not our Congress. This is the goddamn administrative ad rally, only they didn't have the guts to do it. Well, just like back when they took our goddamn gold and silver money we were supposed to have and gave us the shit that we got now. But at the bottom line is, they didn't follow fucking through. They did what was for them. I mean, it has come to the point to they do. Biden's going to send $120 million over to Ukraine today. While our people starve to death under goddamn bridges, you know, highway overpasses, people who can trace their lineage in this country back to before there was a fucking country? You goddamn right. The thing is, we are armed. This is why we were armed. This is why that goddamn second article was put in there. It was put in there for when they knew this day would come. They knew who they were dealing with. They knew who they fled from over in fucking old England. The goddamn corrupt English church and the corrupt fucking monarchy. And why these people continue over there in goddamn Britain and these other fucking, countries over in Europe to accept this goddamn, this monarchies and corporations. Why do we keep accepting tell these corporations to fuck off. Get the, you know what, wait, Walmart, pack your goddamn shit up and get out of here. We'll destroy you completely. And we can do it. We can do it easy. But we have to fucking step up. We have to do it as individuals, because if you go, a couple of you get together, they'll infiltrate it. They'll make you, this guy's the leader. All we got to do is take this guy up, and you just want, you want it. The move, it'll go. It'll go. This is why this has gone so far. Because this is a leaderless resistance. This is the individual, exercising their individual free sovereign rights. That's all in the hell it is. But they can't stop it. Because you do have the goddamn right to shoot their ass down dead if they violate that fucking document.
Yep.
Well, it's been nice talking with you, my friend.
Hey, you too, Henry. Hey, you have a blessed day.
You do the same. And that'll be enough talking for today anyway. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. But I mean, like this guy, he's examined who he is and he's made up his mind and he has his own beliefs of who he is, and that's fucking fine. But the only place you go wrong on that first article is when you have your beliefs, you can have them right there in front of you, you can exercise them, you can live them. You can live the life you want to fucking live. And you will be left alone, or you can use the common law to fucking make whoever's bothering you pay dearly for bothering you when you're not bothering them. And if there's a conflict of who's bothering who, then the jury will decide. But you better, better decide who you are and what you can better decide whether your great grandchildren are going to be slaves to the goddamn Chinese. How about that? That is The Word from the Trenches.